Président, avant toute chose,
Chair, first and foremost, I would like to thank all countries for their kind words addressed to the Central African Republic on the occasion of our ratification of this convention. We would also like to extend our thanks and gratitude to you and to your very dynamic team. We know you are fully dedicated to the work that we do, and we wish to thank all of the organizers of this meeting. The question that brings us together here is of paramount importance. The prohibition of the development, production, stockpiling of bacteriological, biological, and toxin weapons and their destruction is essential because, indeed, this is a way in which we can combat threats to international peace and security. I'm taking the floor to indicate that the Central African Republic has always been aware of that. We were one of the first signatories in 1972 of this important international legal instrument. And we signed it because we recognized that it sought to promote a culture of universal peace and to move us closer to achieving the goals and upholding the principles of the UN Charter. A procedure for ratification was launched recently, and on the 12th of July 2018, thanks to the assistance of parliamentarians from the Central African Republic and thanks to the assistance of our government through the MFA, we were able to proceed to ratification. We thus became the 182nd country to ratify the convention. It is now essential for the Central African Republic to launch and to begin to roll out implementation mechanisms for this convention at national level. And this involves the exchange of experience with other persons who are responsible for the implementation of the convention, both politically and practically. We've lived through many crises, and given our geographical location, we are well aware of the need to enhance cooperation with other states and with the international community for security purposes. This is vital in order to restore peace to our country and also to our region and sub-region, where there are many conflicts and many other security threats. My country has signed and acceded to several international legal instruments on security matters, and this is taken into account in our national plan to restore and consolidate peace. The plan has as its pillar one the idea of restoring sustainable security to all of the territory of our country. Chair, globally, peace and security are facing threats of many kinds. Proliferation of armed conflict, also the resurgence of anti-constitutional government change, cross-border organized crime, terrorism. These things are major challenges for all of us. Support for national programs to implement the provisions of the BWC is vital. The Central African Republic is a post-conflict country. We are gradually emerging from a period of crisis. We recognize how important it is that we make progress, and we are firmly committed to consolidating peace and promoting stability. And we recognize that we need the support of the international community to do that. We are committed to success of the DDRR process. We are also aware of our need to enhance our capacity to prevent conflicts, to manage risks, and, generally speaking, to implement the provisions of the BWC, and we need international support for that. While I have the floor, I would like to appeal to countries that have not yet ratified this instrument to do so. This instrument is vital if we are to preserve peace throughout the world. Chair, in conclusion, my country would like to reiterate that it is entirely at your disposal in seeking to cooperate both bilaterally and multilaterally to achieve implementation of the BWC.